USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Colonial Pipeline says they have restored normal operations on the largest gasoline pipeline in the country. The more than 5,000-mile-long pipeline that supplies nearly half of the gas to 17 eastern and southern states was hit last week by a ransomware attack. The company was able to partially restore service on Wednesday night. They say it may still take several days for fuel supplies to return to normal. The CDC says that schools should continue to have students wear masks and physically distance through the end of this school year for all schools K through 12. Earlier this week, the agency gave its approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine to be used for children ages 12 to 15. And no horse will capture the Triple Crown in 2021 as Rombauer wins the 146th running of the Preakness Stakes. Kentucky Derby winner and race favorite Medina Spirit finished third. Rombauer's trainer Mike McCarthy winning in his first appearance in the Preakness Stakes. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
White House COVID Response Coordinator Andy Slavitt said the decision on Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to ease mask mandates under certain conditions for people who are fully vaccinated has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the science, the number of cases and deaths of COVID-19.
We've had a 30% drop in the last week or so. Secondly, there is evidence that the vaccines work at preventing the spread now, which many people suspected, but they now have some good data on.
He said they didn't find out until late on Wednesday that the CDC was going to announce the change. Also, the TSA and CDC have come out with a joint statement. They want to remind those who are traveling by plane, bus, train, or any other type of public transportation that you're still required to wear a mask, even if you've been vaccinated. According to the TSA website, people must wear a mask across all transportation networks through September 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prince Harry is opening up about growing up royal. USA's Mike Fortier has the story.
Prince Harry appearing this week on Dax Shepard and Monica Padman's podcast, Armchair Expert. The 36-year-old revealing leaving the royal family was something he thought about for a long time.
In my early 20s, I was a case of, like, I don't want this job. Yeah. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. Look what he did to my mum.
He also compares growing up in the royal family to the Truman Show.
The biggest issue for me was that being born into it, you inherit the risk. You inherit the risk that comes with it. You inherit every element of it without choice.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the way that the UK media are, they feel an ownership over you.
Harry and wife Meghan live in California, raising their 2-year-old son with a daughter on the way. Harry says he can walk around feeling a bit more free in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
More companies are looking for workers as the pandemic starts to subside. Some are even giving raises, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. McDonald's saying the move is a response to the challenging hiring environment amid the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.